HPR's general election coverage swings now to Kauai, where voters are weighing county council seats, a congressional representative seat, and several charter amendments. Here, we'll look at how Kauai's disaster history and its recent successes containing the COVID virus are affecting voter choices. Kauai voters aren't looking at drastic changes in direction on this year's election ballot. Five incumbents led the primary race for the 7-member county council. They're joined by former Mayor Bernard Carvalho, who's making his first run for the council, which is a nonpartisan race. Laurel Breyer, co-chair of Kauai Women's Caucus, helped organize a series of candidate forums on Facebook. She says people care about the economy and traffic, but they also care about climate change.
And that's why the conversation was interesting, to see the people who see the connection and then other people who were, well, we can't worry about climate right now because of our economy.
Breyer pointed to ideas like a profitable composting business as the kind of alternative that satisfies both environmental and economic concerns. Johnny Gardinas, past president of the Kauai Farm Bureau, says for farmers, support means connecting them with markets like local hospitals, businesses, and schools, establishing a reliable market for ag products.
We need to think of alternatives to tourism. We need to build up our agricultural industry so that we can be not only sustainable, but profitable. Because if it's not profitable, to me, it's not sustainable.
Anahola resident John Harder worked more than 30 years in county and state government. He's undecided on 2 of 6 charter amendments on this year's ballot. Questions 5 and 6 affect qualifications for county engineer and water board manager, removing the requirement that they be licensed engineers.
It's really the balance between opening it up to more qualified candidates and allowing cronyism.
Other proposed amendments seek to set criteria or procedures or address omissions or inconsistencies with state law. Harder says Kauai's population of 72,000 people makes it effectively a small town, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The biggest worry that people have is the economy.
Kauai's history with natural disasters includes most recently catastrophic flooding in 2018. The island has been rebuilding slowly. In Lihue, traffic flow has been improved and the Crest store, among others, is getting a facelift. Pat Griffin, president of the Lihue Business Association, pointed to a recent survey by the Kauai Chamber of Commerce. Of 129 Kauai businesses responding, nearly 40% said they wouldn't make it another 6 months under current conditions.
And while some of our well-liked businesses, restaurants are hanging on, there is still general optimism as we try to stay safe, but we're just taking it one day at a time.
Kauai's ballots are going into the mail today. Ballots can be returned by mail or put in ballot drop boxes across the island. Voting in person is allowed starting October 20th at the Voter Service Center in Lihue. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.